The Shir is dedicated to Illuminishmos of Chaim Yisrocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Doiv. Should be a Meretz Yosef for us, wonderful family. We should all know B'Seder Stoivus. The topic we will be discussing today is based on this week's Parsha. The last psukim in this week's Parsha is the Parsha of Tzitzis. Amitzvah Tzitzis, one of the most basic, important, significant mitzvahs. Could a mere mortal make such a statement? Do we have the understanding, the authority to decide which are the more important and less important mitzvahs? No, we do not have. But Chazal do. And this is a statement Chazal made, because there are only a handful of mitzvahs about which Chazal said, Shkulim keneged kol mitzvah shebetoyra, one of them is tzitzis. So we will be discussing a sugya based on Hilchos Tzitzis, but it is not really a sugya of Tzitzis, but a more general concept. Menachos Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Malacha Ashkechei L'Rav Katina D'Mekases Adina. An angel encountered Met Rav Katina, and he was lovish sadden without Tzitzis. Amalai Katina Katina. Sadina bekaita sabe le besitva. Tzitzis shel tcheles mata heolei. You're not wearing tzitzis. Omalei anshisu aasei. Are we punished from above for not performing a mitzvah sasei? Omalei bizman de ikeritcha anshina. In a moment of wrath, in a moment of anger, we are punished for not performing a mitzvah sasei. Let me make clear, there are two different types of mitzvot asay, mitzvot chiyuviyot and mitzvot kiyumiyot. When a person doesn't put on tefillin, he doesn't eat matzah, he doesn't eat moror, doesn't make kiddush or avdalah, that is a transgression. That is defined as bitul mitzvot asay. However, when a person doesn't wear tzitzis, as long as he doesn't have dalat kanfis, he's potum in a tzitzis. That is not an Aveda. But nevertheless, Be'ne Deritcha, we are punished for not performing a mitzvah sasei. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a beautiful and important mitzvah, tzitzis, we should pursue it. We should do whatever we can in order to perform this mitzvah. And if we do not do so, we are punished. Is this unique to tzitzis, or the same rule would apply to all the other mitzvot kiyumiyot? And there are many. Hafroshes tumas ha'maisas, hafroshes chala, shchita. Person doesn't have a mitzvah of shchita unless he wants to eat meat, and he doesn't have a mitzvah of tumas ha'maisas unless he wants to eat peres etzes, and he doesn't have a mitzvah of hafroshes chala unless he wants to eat bread or cake. Chameshes min ha'dalah. So this rule of Idne Doritche, does it apply to all of them? Most of us are never mekayim the mitzvah of Shchita, even though we adhere with zeal to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. People that will never take off their talis kotan, but not even once were they mekayim mitzvah of Shchita. So obviously, we are not afraid that Be'idne Doritche, we will be punished for not performing the mitzvah of Shchit. Would be obvious to me that not all the mitzvahs are of the same nature. Now this rule is only in tzitzis or in a mitzvah that is similar to tzitzis. So let's try to work it out. Ma bein zeh lezeh. Why would tzitzis be different than Shchit? First of all, I just would like to note the Tosfos and Erech and the Beis and Medbeis argue that this rule, Be'ine Deritcha Anshinan, is only in times of yore when most of the garments people wore had dalat kanfis, and therefore most of the people actually wore tzitzis. So if a person makes himself an exception and he does not wear tzitzis, Moitzi Atzmoi Min HaKlal, seems to indicate that he doesn't care about tzitzis, and that is a zilzal and a mitzvah, and therefore he is punished. However, in our times, that's what Tosfos writes 900 years ago, in our times when most garments are not of dalat kanfis, there is no kpeda, and there is no oinish and no punishment be'idne deritcha. I think in our day and age, when most Shomrei Torah do wear tzitzis, once again, we go back to the state of idne deritcha. But by basic definition, would tzitzis be different than other mitzvahs? Kosav Atur, Simachov Dalet. That is the last simen of Hilchas Tzitzis. So the Tur writes in Simen Chav Dalet, Afar Pishay Nodam Chayev Liknuis Talas Basar Bekanfes Kedesh Yis Chayev Bitzitzis. Ere Davkim Roitze Leskases Betalas Bas Dalet Kanfes Chayev Lahatl Bot Tzitzis. As long as a person doesn't wear a Dalet Kanfes, he's not really Mechuyev in Tzitzis. Nevertheless, writes the Torah, Makol Mokoim, Toy Venochan Lios, Kolodam Zohe Vezoris Vemitzis, Shielo Beget Kot Mitsuyats, Shiel Bashoto, Kolayom, Ki Ikor Mitzvos al Zahiris, Mitzis of a whole show of a whole rega, Tzorech Lekach. Mitzvah Tzitzis is all about remembering. Gurisa Moise is the heart of Meskon Mitzvah Shashem, Toy Venochan, Shie Kol Odam Zohe Vezoris, Lekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis. Is that the reason tzitzis would be an exception? Maybe. Maybe. However, we do find in Rishonim and in Achronim that broaden the scope of the concept of Me'id Nederitcha. The Ramban in Shaar HaGemur, the Ramban writes, Be'id Nederitcha, we are punished for Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah, at least in its limited nature, is not an Aveira. But the Ramban writes, every bittul Torah is punishable be'idne deritche, just like tzitzis. So the Ramban learns from tzitzis to bittul Torah. That is Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman min Harishonim. Our times also knew a great Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the Igdus Moshe, and he has a tshuva. Dealing with the question, is a person entitled to go for a trip on Sukkot to a faraway place in which there is no Sukkot? Halcha drochem p'turim in a Sukkot. But Rav Moshe argues, be'id nederitcha, he will be punished. Because he left his home, where he had a Sukkot, putting himself in a situation in which he will not be able to perform the mitzvah, at least be'id nederitcha, that would be punishable. So Rav Moshe of our day and age learned from tzitzis to sukkah, the Ramban learns from tzitzis to Talmud Torah. Obviously, in their opinion, it is not unique only to tzitzis. But I do think still is different than shechit. And the difference is, there are mitzvahs in which the Iker Mitzvah is the outcome, not the actual act and deed. Other mitzvahs are essentially avodas Elokim. And I think this concept of be'idne deritcha anshinan is only mitzvahs that are in essence avodas Hashem. Like tzitzis, zechira, b'chol sho v'rega tzarich l'kach, like sukkah. Definitely Talmud Torah, which is the basis of all the other mitzvahs. Shechita is different, because Shechita is merely a matio. The essence of Shechita is just to permit the consumption of meat. But Shechita essentially, by its very nature, is not avoidas Elohim. And therefore, I don't think this rule applies to Shechit. And therefore, I do not agree with the Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Tetzim and Kuf Samach Zayin, dealing with the concept of Tefilas Kedem. One of the big problems every Poisek has, and many individuals have in our day and age, is what do we do with digital Kedem? So over the past 30, 40, 50 years, we find a lot of Chivas, what do we do with electrical appliances? Because an electrical appliance, if you dip it into water, might be destroyed. Doesn't necessarily be destroyed, but it might be destroyed. You're taking a chance. But when you're dealing with digital appliances, it's not 90%, it's not 99%, it's 100%. If water seeps into the system, it's gone. So you can't really be matbil digital appliances. So what do we do? Many poskim can feel shas edchak, sell it to a goy, give it as a gift to a goy, and then you could use it without tefillah. And I paskin that way sometimes. Shevet Halevi says, no, that would be a prohibition. Like tzitzis. He actually brings an additional source, which opens up a big, big discussion. On one hand, we have the Gemara Menachos Mem Aleph. Be'idne deritcha, we are punished for not wearing tzitzis, even though it's not a chiyuv. The other Gemara's in Kedushim Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, dealing with the mitzvah to stand up in the presence of a Talmud Chacham, to pay honor and respect. The Gemara says, Yochel Yatzim Einov, we might think that a person is entitled to close his eyes, not pretending he doesn't see, but really not seeing, in order to be potter of the mitzvah. The Gemara says, Talmud Loimo, V'yoreisu Me'elukech. Based on the assumption that a person is chayev lokomoni when the chacham is toich dalad amoisav. So when he enters your dalad amis, it is then that a person has to stand up. So a person would close his eyes. He should not be aware whether the chacham came into his dalad amis or not. Talmud loimo v'yoreso me'elokecho. Rashi writes, Yesh lechu liro menayoitza yedoya machshav asechu shato mavakesh takbulot lipoto. Memitzvosoi. Mevakesh tachbulot lehipotor memitzvosoi. And that is a prohibition. What is the difference between these two sugyas? A person that doesn't put on dalat kafes because he doesn't want to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, a person closing his eyes because he doesn't want to stand up. If the Gemara says v'yureisu melokecho, that seems to be a greater transgression than idne deritcha. I think the difference is a very simple one. And that is the difference between Sheval Taisa and Kum Vaaseh. If a person doesn't put on Dalet Kamfes, he's not performing the mitzvah of tzitzis, but that is merely B'Sheval Taisa. He didn't initiate, he didn't put on a beged of tzitzis. But if you close your eyes intentionally, Mevakesh Tachbulot Lehipotem in a mitzvah, that is more of a transgression, and that goes against the Oreso Me'elokech. The Mishnah Brura learns from that Gemara, Kiddushin Laflamet Gimel. If a Kohen is in Shul and he doesn't want to be Oyle Leduchen, he has to leave the shul before it say. That is a halacha in Kufchof Chesiv Dalet. The Mishnah Brura writes that it's only if he's weak and he has a difficulty going up Leduchen. But if he just doesn't feel like it, no, he can't leave the shul. That would be a transgression of V'yoreso Me'elokech. That would go against V'yoreso Me'elokech. So the Mishnah Brura learns from this halacha regarding Berachas Kohanim. It is obvious the Mishnah Brura understood that if you close your eyes, you're not mechuyev to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. That is also the understanding of the Nachla Svi or the Esem Reish Mem. The Chazon Ish has a different interpretation of that Gemara. Even as a Kuf Memches, Chidushim Daf Al Daf, Seder Adafim Shemesechet Chidushim Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, the Chazon Ish says, person is actually chayav to stand up even if he doesn't see, if he is aware. So when he closes his eyes, he just isn't aware and therefore he doesn't have to stand up. But it's not because in essence he is potu. He is chayav. It's somewhat of a shoygig. I don't know how to define it. As long as he doesn't know with certainty that the chochem is in his dalet amis, he doesn't have to stand up. But the sibis achiyuv is there. According to the Chazon Ish, I don't think this rule would apply to a kohen that leaves shul before the Shliach Tzibbe says Ritzei. But even according to the understanding of the Mishneh Brura, we are dealing with a mitzvah that is essentially avodas Hashem. A positive precept, and not one that is of essentially negative nature. You should wear tzitzis. You should sit in the sukkah. You should learn Torah. You should bless the people of Israel, a kohen. That is his mitzvah. All these mitzvahs are essentially positive mitzvahs, being part of a general pattern of avodas Elokim. Tevilas Kelim is a matil. Essentially, it is similar to shchita. So just like most of us will never perform the mitzvah of shchita, and we won't be punished by Idna Deritcha, getting out of the mitzvah of Tevilas Kelim b'shas adchak would not be considered a prohibition. Because Tevilas Kelim is a matya, shchita is a matya, these mitzvahs are not essentially avodas Elokim. I stress essentially, because in a way every mitzvah is avodas Hashem. And even on shchita or Tevilas Kelim or Afrosh Haschala we say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu. But every bar das understands it's not the same. Shchita is to permit achilas bosa, Afrosh Haschala is to permit achilas pat, Tevilas Kelim is to permit the usage of kelim that we purchase from non-Jews. Regarding these mitzvahs, none of the two rules apply. Not idne deritcha, when a person gets out of a mitzvah sebe shel al taisa, and not v'yorei so lakech, when a person mevakesh techboiles lihipota men ha-mitzvah v'kum v'aseh. There's a Mugen Avraham Simachez, going back to the first simon, in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Mechaber says, Tzorech li'atev v'levarech kishu me'umad. And the Mugen Avraham explains, it is not only that you have to put on tzitzis while standing, you also have to say the brucha while standing. And he asks, why would it be different than Afrosh Haschala? By Afrosh Haschala, we do not find the halucha that one has to stand. Why would tzitzis be different? The Mugen Avraham writes, Chala, ein a mitzvah kol kach, she'ein a'ela letaken macholoi, kamo shchita. What is the difference between tzitzis and chala? Both are mitzvot kiyumiyot. And in the same way, if you don't wear dalet kafis, you put them in a tzitzis. If you don't eat bread, you put them in a chala. Tshuvas Maram Shik Yoredeh Semakuf Chav Gimel explains, tzitzis is different because of the tour. Toi v'nochon. She'ekol echod, zohi v'zores, v'kai mitzvah tzitzis, to remember the mitzvahs. I think this is an unreasonable interpretation of the Mugen Avraham. Because the tour is midas chassidus. The Rambam says the same statement before the tour. Pele gemar alochi yunanav mehilchos tzitzis, and the Rambam writes, that a chassid should not be one moment without tzitzis. Obviously, this is midas chassidus. And it goes against Tzvora that a Midas Chassidus could dictate halachas, halacha psuk and halachas brachas. If it is only because tzitzis, as a Midas Chassidus, one should pursue and try to perform the mitzvah, that should not affect the halachas of brocha. And that should not be the reasoning why a person has to stand while making the brocha on tzitzis. Rabbi Kiva Ega on the spot has a different approach. And Rabbi Kiva explains that essentially these two mitzvahs are similar, but they're different. Similar, however, not identical. Tzitzis essentially is the mitzvah kiyumis. As long as you don't have dalat kamfis, you put them in a tzitzis. But at some stage, tzitzis becomes a chiyuv. If you put on dalat kamfis, right now, you're a mechuyev in tzitzis. But a Afrosh Haschala, if you already ate, it's too late. So b'shasa hafrosha, it is never a chiyuv, because doesn't have to eat. Berachas matzah is a chiyuv, because achilas matzah is a chiyuv. Berachas hafrosha cannot be a chiyuv, because hafrosha is not a chiyuv. And that is the difference between the two mitzvahs, and therefore affecting a difference between the brochas. Now the svara of Rabbi Kiveg is crystal clear, but it cannot be pshat in Mogen Avraham, because it is not what the Mogen Avraham says. The Mogen Avraham says, "Afroshes chala eina mitzvah kol kach she'eina elo letaken macholoi." It is not a technicality, the difference between challah and tzitzis. It is something very basic. This is eina mitzvah kol kach afroshes challah. I think the kavanah of the Mogen Avraham is a very simple one. There's a difference between a mitzvah and a matir. As I explained a few minutes ago, afroshes challah is a matir. Afroshes challah bora hatiris or tevel. Shchit is a matir, because shchit is matir, is an aveila. Would be a mistake to say that tzitzis is matir levishes abeged, because there is no iser on levishes abeged besides the fact that you're not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore tzitzis is a mitzvah, not a matir. And that is why berachas tzitzis should be ba'amida, while afroshes challah Baruchosa b'yeshiv. So I think this is a fascinating discussion, dealing with two different sugyas that are similar but not identical. So I was once approached by a young soldier, an Israeli soldier in the IDF, a paratrooper, and elite units in the IDF have very serious training. So he had to run kilometers in a hot summer day. In those special circumstances, every additional garment could be extremely uncomfortable. It could be torment. So his question was, could he take off his talus cotton while running? And my psak was, yes. Based on the Gemara, Be'idne deritcha anishinan, but Taisa says that is only because everybody else wears tzitzis. So he seems to be just trying to get out of the mitzvah, and that is his lulzal b'mitzvah. I think in such special circumstances, that definitely would not be considered zilzal in mitzvah. Even regarding chiyuvim, I dealt at great length in Minchas Osha Parshas V'yetze. Is there a shear? How far a person has to be toreach to be mekayim a mitzvah? Just like we find a shear, how much money he has to spend to be mekayim a mitzvah? Does a person need to go into extreme discomfort or suffering or pain or tercha to be mekayim a mitzvah? I think when we're dealing with extreme discomfort, even a chiyuv might not apply. Definitely when we're dealing with a midas chasidus, that would not be defined as a zilzal. Tzitz Eliezer, Simen Chet, Chelek Chet, Simen Dalad, Chelek Yud Dalad, Simen Mem Tet, deals at length with the tool, how important it is to always wear a talus cotton. And he quotes Mahari Al-Ghazi. Mahari Al-Ghazi was the father of the great Maharit Al-Ghazi, going back 300 years. And the Meir Ghazi is very critical about those people who take off their talus cotton on a hot day. And then Maria Ghazi writes, that is wrong. The Fum Tzara Agra. We should have some degree of Mesiris Nefesh for mitzvahs. Tzitzis is important enough to wear tzitzis even when it's hot and uncomfortable. But I think the Shaila I was asked is an extreme situation. Running 4 kilometers in a hot day, that is different than just sitting at home in a hot day and taking off your tzitzis. So we dealt with a very interesting topic today. Primarily mitzvah tzitzis of this week's parsha, but the scope of this discussion is not only tzitzis, but a general question. Kum vasei and sheva al taisa, a question that touches the topic of chibuv mitzvah. In Mishlei, the pasuk says, Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. It is not only a matter of righteousness, but also of wisdom. A wise person pursues mitzvahs. And the Mishnah says in others, Havei ratz l'kayim mitzvah u'boreach min ho'aveiro. Essentially, it is what Chazal teaches us in Kiddushin Lamed Gimel v'yorei so melokech. So if mitzvah tzitzis is so important, why is it that it's not a chiyuv? And why is it that even each and every individual could actually get out of mitzvah tzitzis? Why would tefillin be different than tzitzis? Tefillin is a chiyuv, tzitzis is not. My feeling is this. Tzitzis and tefillin are the two mitzvahs that we actually wear on our bodies. Two mitzvahs that are basically different in nature. Tefillin is malchus. On tefillin chazal darshan the posik pe'er chocho v'sholecho. On tefillin chazal quote the posik v'ro kol amorotz ki shem Hashem nikro alecho v'yaru mimeko. Tzitzis is all about slavery, servitude, avdus. Menoches mem gimel the Gemara says tcheles is chutam shel zahav, loven is chutam shel tit. And Tosis explains on the spot, Chutam Shel Tit symbolizes Avdus. A slave used to wear on his garments some symbol of Avdus, and that is Tzitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes Malchus on us. Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. You are my chosen people. You are B'nei Malachim. He does not wish to impose Avdus upon us. He would much prefer that we are Mekabel Avdus B'Ahava. Uvesimcho, ubetuv levav, and that is why tefillin is a chayva. Tzitzis is not. That is basically the difference between tefillin and tzitzis. There's a beautiful story I told many times. A story I heard from the Lev Simcha, and the Lev Simcha heard it from his great father, the Imre Emes. The Sfas Emes 1 Sukkos by the Tish says, when we say in Sukkos, Anu Hashem, Kema Polen Degres Tezachem. And the Imre Emes told his children, some of the elders of the community argued that his Kavanah was Anu Hashem Hoshiyuno. Other Hasidim argued, he actually meant Anu Hashem Atzlichano. The Imre Emes says, I understood that he means neither Anu Hashem Hoshiyuno nor Anu Hashem Atzlichano, but rather, Anu Hashem ki ani avdecho. Ani avdecho ben amusecho. That's a story. Let me give you my interpretation and my understanding of this story. It is only twice in the entire Rambam that we find the definition of Simcha Yaseiro. Where? Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. Ein Omrim Halal B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Lefi She'ein Eilu Yomim Shel Simcha Yaseiro. So obviously, Halal is said only the Simcha Yosef. And in the last Halochas of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam writes, Kol HaMoed HaMitzvah L'Smoich V'Hem B'Yemei HaChag Oysa Shol Simcha Yosef. And that is the Simcha of Beis HaShol Eifo. So Sukkos is Simcha Yosef, Halal is Simcha Yosef. Those are the only two sources of Simcha Yosef. So let's just come to think of it. When a person says Halal and Sukkos, that's double Simcha Yaseira. Simcha Yaseira, Matoch Simcha Yaseira. And what does he have to say? Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. Are you aware that Ono Hashem Hashiyano, Ono Hashem Hatzlichano was written Aleph Nun Aleph? Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho was Aleph Nun Hey. Sounds the same, but it's a different word. And the Radak explains Ono with an Aleph is a plea. Please. Please help. Please give. Aleph Nun Hey is an expression of gratitude. Slaves aren't allowed to talk much. When we give them permission to finally open their mouths, they always have what to beg for. More food, more drinks, more heat, more air conditioning. The pillow isn't comfortable. More rest, more vacation. Shtei tayid. Simchi yaseh metoch simchi yaseh. All he has to say is thank you. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for letting us serve. Thank you for having us as your slaves. What could be greater than that? So it's no wonder that the Svasem is said in Sukkot, V'mezoktonu Hashem, Kemenpoidin digres tezach. That is the Simcha of Avdus. And my feeling is a Jew must always be happy. We are familiar with Simchas HaTorah, we're familiar with Simchas HaMitzvah, but there is something even more basic than those Simchas. Simchas Hu Avdus. The gratitude of simply being a Jew. Of the billions of people walking the face of earth, all precious, all created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were all created B'Tzelem Elokim. But Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef says, Chaviv ben Yisrael shenikru bonim l'mokem chibi yaseir en ha'adashem, only we were chosen to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. Ro'ei pnei ha'melech. So tefillin are imposed upon us because tefillin express malchus. Tzitzis, Kodesh Baruch Hu would very much prefer. We should be mekabel ol malchus shemayim en olav des be'ahava o v'simcha. Yerotzen sheyecha keilu emoim. Every moment of our lives we should feel the simcha of being avdei Hashem. Yerotzen sheneskeli Yeshua seylovim. Lebi es goel tzedek, bemheirov yomeinu amen.